Fed cattle price prospects for the week picked up Wednesday. USDA increased expected feeder cattle prices for the rest of this year and through the front half of next year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 19th of August. Cattle futures retraced recent softness Wednesday, led by feeder cattle. Support included optimism about the monthly cattle on feed report due out Friday, as well as the outlook for steady to higher cash-fed cattle prices. So far this week, according to reports from the Agricultural Marketing Service, live sales in Nebraska are $2 higher at $125 to $128 a hundredweight. Dress sales are generally $2 higher at $200, but some trading up to $205. In the Western Corn Belt, live sales are $1 to $2 higher at $127. Although too few to trend, early dress sales in the region are at $200 compared to $198 to $204 last week. Also too few to trend, early live sales in the Texas Panhandle are steady to a dollar higher at $121 to $122. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.74 higher Wednesday, from $1.35 to $2.42 higher. Live cattle futures closed an average of 52 cents higher, from 2 cents to 92 cents higher, except for 17 cents lower in the back contract. Wholesale beef prices continue to provide underlying support. Choice box beef cutout value is $2.02 higher Wednesday afternoon at $340.08 a hundredweight. Select was $3.03 higher at $309.80. Corn futures closed mostly 1 to 3 cents higher, while soybean futures closed 4 to 10 cents lower through July of 22, and then mostly fractionally lower to a penny lower. Feeder cattle continued to trade mainly higher at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers sold $1 to $3 higher at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma, while feeder heifers traded $2 to $4 higher. Steer and heifer calves sold $3 to $5 lower, but the AMS reporter noted most were unweaned or short-weaned. There were 6,685 head on offer. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, steers weighing 800 to 900 pounds sold mostly steady, and then steady to $2 higher at 900 to 950 pounds, and $2 to $3 higher at 951 to 1,000 pounds. There are too few comparable heifers for a trend, and there are 3,120 head on offer. Finally, steer calves weighing 450 to 650 sold $4 to $10 higher at Winter Livestock in Dodge City, where there are 1,521 head. Steers weighing 650 to 800 pounds sold $2 lower, but $2 to $5 higher at 800 to 950 pounds. Heifers weighing 450 to 800 pounds traded $5 to $10 higher, but $2 lower at 800 to 900 pounds. Major U.S. financial indices stepped lower Wednesday, pressured by the Federal Reserve making plans to begin tapering its bond buying program, possibly by the end of the year, according to FOMC minutes released yesterday. According to those minutes, almost 60% of respondents anticipated the first reduction in the pace of net asset purchases to come in January, although on average, respondents placed somewhat more weight than in June surveys on the possibility of tapering beginning somewhat earlier. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 382 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 47 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 120 points. USDA increased the projected average feeder steer price for the remainder of this year and the first half of next year based on recent price strength and declining cattle numbers. That's for steers weighing 750 to 800 pounds, basis Oklahoma City. In the latest livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook, analysts with USDA's Economic Research Service project the average feeder steer price this year at $145.13 a hundredweight, which is $3 more than last month. Average prices are projected at $153 in the second and third quarters. Compared to the previous month, That's $7 higher for the third quarter and $5 higher for the fourth quarter. ERS forecasts next year's annual average feeder steer price $5 higher at $151.50. Prices are projected to average $149 in the first quarter next year and $147 in the second. According to ERS analysts, the July 5 area price for fed steers was $122.03 a hundredweight, up more than $25 year over year and about $9 higher than the July 2019 average price. The average 5 area steer price for the week ending August 8th was $123.83, more than $22 above a year ago. ERS increased the forecast fed steer price $4 to $124 a hundredweight in the third quarter and to $127 in the fourth quarter. The projected 2021 annual price increased $2 to $121.20 compared to the previous month. ERS raised the expected average fed steer price next year by $4 to $126. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 19th of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.